T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Favorite news subject is, it's all important, but, you know, I hate to see news stations just broadcast stuff that's 100% anti-Trump. There's a lot more news out there than just what's going on with Donald Trump.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, 8:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gasoline prices holding steady across the U.S. the past 2 weeks. Could drop soon.
Two.
Dallas police officer shoots and kills a man. The officer reportedly walked into an apartment she thought was hers.
One.
Three small earthquakes rattle northwest Oklahoma. No major damage or injuries reported. Three big things. Steve and Ted.
Traffic accident eastbound. Eastbound on Kellogg, right at Tyler, so continue to watch for slowdown there. We've also got now a stalled-out vehicle northbound on I-135. This is just south of 29th Street North. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. How about that? Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 59. Tuesday sunny. Tomorrow's high 82. Now a partly cloudy sky, calm, and 59 degrees at KNSS. 8:48 here on a Monday morning. Hey, coming up on the Glenn Beck program, just about 10 minutes away at 9 o'clock this morning. And he's going to be talking with Riaz Patel, TV producer. The topic, new podcast project. They'll be talking about a little about maybe Jim Carrey, Say Yes to Socialism, Chelsea Manning, Interview Goes Wrong. A lot going on today on the Glenn Beck program. Comes up at 9 o'clock. Right here with the KNSS.
Yeah, very good.
Get a couple of winners on the state fair.
Sure did.
Okay.
So we'll get a couple of our listeners up to the state fair sometime this week. Enjoy the good times, and they get to go to Freddy's too.
Wow, how Rose about
and custard.
That?
Yeah.
In case you missed it yesterday, and I pretty much did. Yesterday was National Grandparents Day.
Yeah.
I got nothing from my. For my grandchildren, 7 of them.
Complete slap in the face.
Yeah, it's just a zero, not a darn thing. And that's all right.
That hurts.
The thing is, when you're a grandparent, you like to give your grandkids stuff. We don't need any
well,
more.
Well, then why didn't you do that? Why didn't you give the grandparents something
more
then on grandparents
stuff? Because I forgot about it.
Okay.
So, yesterday, one of our people around here had a birthday. I'm not going to say which one, but Kathy Buss, who's up there at the front right now.
She had a birthday yesterday.
And if she had a party.
I think she had a birthday weekend. I think it started Friday afternoon, and just she slid in all the way to the big birthday on Sunday.
I think so, yeah. And if she had a party, she must have had a good one because she didn't invite you and me to come to it, you know.
Well, you know.
It's all right because we could have bought her a nice – I would have brought her some nice present with diamonds in it, you know, or something like that.
Something expensive. Missed opportunity. There's always next year.
Yes, next year, maybe next year for Kathy. All right, the Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Who do you support in the November general election for U.S. House Kansas 4th Congressional District? Right now, this stands at the Democrat James Thompson has 34%, and Ron Estes, the Republican incumbent, 66% on our web poll at the Steve and Ted poll question on KNSS at our webpage.
There on our webpage, knssradio.com. Check it out.
Grocery store employee with a hankering for lunch meat is facing felony theft charges after she was accused of eating $9,200 worth of deli meat from a Giant Eagle store in Ohio. The Canton Repository said the loss prevention manager received a tip.
I was going to wonder how they figured this out.
The employee had been nibbling on the meat at the deli, eating 3 to 5 slices of ham every day over a course of 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, sometimes she ate salami. Yeah. Woman admitted to the theft Friday, but you know you got to do. You're in the deli back there. Don't you get a sample?
I was going
to
say,
come on, it's part of the job, right?
You telling me that? I
think this is just baloney.
You telling me somebody doesn't take a little scoop of gravy once in a while over there at the store? And
I'm just saying this is baloney, right? You telling me those people at Popeyes don't slip
exactly.
a wing now and then?
Yeah,
I would.
You know?
Well, that's why they got the loss prevention officer on the case.
A loss prevention officer. U.S. stock indexes closed lower Friday after a surprisingly strong jobs report pushed investors to gird for higher interest rates. I always like it when investors gird,
yeah,
don't you?
You're just reading that story because it has the word gird.
Gird. Also, President Trump said he may intensify his trade battle with China. The S&P 500 lost 6 points. The Dow dropped 79 points. The NASDAQ composite fell 20 points. Have you ever, you out there in Radioland, ever used the word gird in any of your conversation? Of course, it's biblical, where they talk about in the Bible the warriors girding their loins.
Right. That's the term you've heard all your life.
Yeah, which means
you usually don't hear gird
if you're going into
without that phrase
battle in those days. You've got to put something in front of the parts that you don't want to expose. So you gird
your loins. But I've never heard it used in a stock market story before.
Now you have, buddy.
I have now.
Nothing new every day. Now let's take a look at business news, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal. John Trowbridge has made a return to Allen Gibbs & Ulick. Trowbridge was vice president of the AGH Tax Division, then left to become senior vice president and commercial relationship manager for Sunflower Bank. He returns to AGH as senior vice president of business development. Says he got a lot of valuable experience at Sunflower, but he couldn't pass up the opportunity at AGH.
All right, there you go.
A nurse's strike could impact HCA hospitals in Kansas City. HCA is a parent company of Wichita's Wesley Healthcare. A union representing 7,000 nurses at HCA hospitals could walk off the job as talks over a new deal remain uncertain. National Nurses United had a deal that expired in May. It wants HCA to boost staffing levels. Union says the company is out of compliance. And that Nike Colin Kaepernick ad released last week has generated at least $220 million in publicity for the company. It's an even split between those who view it positively and those who view it negatively. Wall Street analysts haven't paid much attention to the ad. Nike shares fell 3% last Thursday, but partially recovered, down just 2%. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a paid commercial of any kind, but I bought a pair of New Balance running shoes, hadn't used them for years. Bought them about 6 months ago. The box on that shoe, Ted, is so much more comfortable and fitting than a Nike shoe, it's unreal. I think, just my opinion, the Nikes are not as well made as they could be.
Well,
but they've still got that great big brand, and, you know.
Oh, it's a massive brand.
Because that's the way it's going to be, right? All right, today is National.
Yeah, you got to wear what's comfortable for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Today is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. You know, bosses and employees often have these brainstorming sessions. We don't around here because our boss knows if you have a brainstorm with us, it isn't even going to get wet.
It's like a one-way street, man.
But if you have a good relationship with your boss and you can exchange ideas without getting, without getting fired, why, go ahead, because today is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. All right.
That doesn't mean I'm exchanging places?
No.
Oh.
Or paychecks. KNSS News at 9 this morning.
Well, I have no interest.
Talking about earthquakes rattling northwest Oklahoma. That's coming up at 9 on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.